Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. I'm so excited today. I'm very honored to have a wonderful spiritual teacher, Rashmi Khilnani, on our show today. And she's been on my show a couple of times. She's one of my favorite people to have on the show. And she's really a wonderful spiritual teacher, world-renowned author, energy medicine healer. She's the executive producer and one of the speakers in a documentary film called I, God, which you should definitely check out. You can find it out. We'll post something about it on our webpage, and you can find it on hers too. And she's also the author of some wonderful books. I've read them: The Divine Mother Speaks, The Buddha Speaks. And we're really looking forward to speaking with her today about the concept of the ascension. What is this thing called the ascension? How is it affecting us? And what can we do to sort of, as one of my friends says, ride the dragon of this, the intense energies of the time that we're all, that sensitive people are feeling affected by. So welcome, Rashmi Khilnani. I'm so happy to have you today.
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, what an amazing time to be having this show. You know, we're going through Uranus and Taurus and very, very powerful transformational times with a nonstop intensification of photonic light within and without, and activations for humanity after 26,000 years of sleep cycle to wake up to a higher level of consciousness. So this is our original blueprint.
Right. So I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of, I think maybe not everybody knows what the ascension is. Can you, sometimes I've heard it described as the shift or the ascension. Can you explain a little bit about what's going on?
So as I just said, you know, for 26,000 years we've been asleep, and now on the ecliptic, it's the time to wake up. We go through a sleep cycle, and then we go through a wake up cycle when consciousness reawakens. Many of the brave souls that are born right now, we chose to go through amnesia and then re-remember that which we already are. And for our DNA helix to go from 2 to 12, and the scientists call it junk DNA, but of course it isn't. And we're only using a tiny part of our brains. And the electromagnetic energies of our heart and the intelligence of the cosmic heart within each and every human, divine human on this planet, and we're all divine at the core, you know, it's just, it's time to wake up now. So it's a raising of consciousness back to, you know, being whole-brained and balancing the right and left hemispheres of the brain, and awakening to a higher level of consciousness, heaven on earth. Many are talking about the event now where people are going into regression in quantum hypnosis, started by Dolores Cannon. Many of the people have heard about her. And what they're finding in these sessions across America and other parts of the world is the clients are all saying that they're seeing this amazing light coming down and people waking up to heaven on earth and so on. But I don't feel it's a linear thing. For me, it feels more like every minute of every day now, these waves of photonic light. So we have electrons, neutrons, protons, and then we have photons, which is just pure light. And so this light is happening from the galactic center of source. These waves are coming to us. They're coming through through our grand central sun. And you know, I don't know if you're feeling it, but I think you are. You said you were getting giddy spells. So we have many ascension so-called symptoms, like, you know, giddiness, feeling ungrounded, because literally there's something called Schumann resonance of the planet, and it's peak, you know, it's going way up. And then we have these solar flares and solar winds, and we have plasma blasts and gamma blasts. But anyway, these are all just technical terms for, you know, waking up to who we truly be, which is divine human. So does that help a little bit to understand?
Yeah, it really does. And it's been, it's so funny because I've heard this from so many different people, from so many different sources, and the message is very, very consistent, and that there's sort of this blast of light that's coming from the center of the universe, that our planet is in its rotation through the arm of the, you know, through the position of the in the galaxy where we're in line with this. I sort of think that there's more people on the planet now than ever before because lots of souls wanted to experience this. Do you think that might be true?
Oh, yes. That's what I just said. We're the bravest of bravest souls. And there are many, many spaceships and many, many beings from many time space continuums that are watching us right now, that have found us in this nanosecond, you know, amongst many realities and universes within the manifest realms, which comes from the unmanifest void, nothingness, zero point energy. And we're having to now zero point the past stories and the pain and the lack and the fight flight and move into heaven and earth. And what does that mean? That means truth, simplicity, and love, seeing the oneness and the unified field of consciousness in all of us, seeing God, Goddess dwell within each and every one of us as us, and releasing all the guilt, the shame, the blame, and you know, even healing in a sense is now becoming obsolete, but it isn't as well because we are bridging dimensions. So we have 3D, then you have 4D, then you have 5D. So 5D, which is what we're in, coming in, everybody's being forced into it through initiation in their life moment to moment. And what is that? That is being in the now moment, grounded in the body here, and but bringing down this light and our divine intergalactic selves, because we are quantum, and therefore we exist in many time-space continuums simultaneously, and time is a man-made construct, and so it's collapsing, and that's the zero-point energy. And so the now moment is crucial, and the past and future don't actually exist. It's from now to now to now. So, yeah, it's a huge subject, you know, but I'm bringing it to its essence. And we can only come to this energy through our feeling bodies, and everybody is being forced now to come into feeling body, which, as you know, Lisa, is connected to the spiritual body, you know. And our body temples are the ones that are going through the most intensity because we already are divine. We already are multidimensional, quantum, intergalactic, you know, so many words, beings, existing in many time-space continuums, and it's all a holographic reality that Gaia, you know, Mother Earth, Gaia has ascended already. And as of this beginning of this year, you know, all these activations have occurred. And so now it's just our physical vessels are catching up because we're moving from carbon-based crystalline base. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you think that's why there's so many earth changes happening? Like, is the volcanoes and the earthquakes that are happening on the planet related to this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are one with Gaia, and Gaia is going through her, you know, awakening and purging of the toxicity that we've had, and also, you know, morphogenically, which means collectively, some of us ascension pioneers, you know, I myself, you know, work with the Divine Mother energies coming through me, and I'm a pioneer for golden ages in many lifetimes in ancient Egypt and this one now. But this kind of golden age has never occurred before because this time around, the experiment of divinity, of prime creator, source energy, is for 8 billion plus humans to awaken to unity consciousness, to Christ consciousness, and the second coming of Christ is not a being coming down to save us. It's that divinity within each and every one of us awakening now. And so as the pioneers, we've taken the brunt for many, many years, you know, of going through a lot of intensity. I've gone through ascension symptoms now for over 5 years. I've worked morphogenically across the globe, as you know, and I've grounded the city of golden earth energy, new earth energies in New Delhi. I literally saw it with my eyes open, and I did all these paintings, and I was paintings, you know, Heaven on Earth, way before I was getting this intel about the event and stuff like that. And people were seeing this golden energy coming out of my skin. And this is happening for many, many beings across the globe. And then what happens is at a certain point, the second wave awakens, and the third and the fourth. And as all this happens, you know, it's like the 100 monkey syndrome. As so many monkeys get it on one island, other monkeys on other islands that haven't even met these monkeys get it.
Mm-hmm.
Through morphogenic.
Mean when you talk about the event? Because I've heard that reference before, but I'm not sure I know what it is. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's what I just said, you know, about the quantum, the Dolores canon, I just mentioned all that in the beginning of the show, if you just re-listen to it, that all these clients are getting the same when their higher selves are being regressed in this quantum regression or whatever it's called, hypnosis, quantum hypnosis, then they're all getting the same visions about this purple light coming down and this event where people are, you know, just having to lie down and everything changes. And then they find themselves on heaven on earth where, you know, they could be levitating and everything of the 3D is gone. You know, it's literally gone. And what's happening right now is we're all having a lot of couples getting together because the male-female energies within each and every one of us, the divine masculine and the divine feminine energies, the being and the doing energies, these are being activated and rebalanced back to the original blueprint before Atlantis sank, before Lemuria, you know, reached the decay point. So time is looping and happening simultaneously. And so in a sense, it's called New Earth, but really we're going back the original so-called Garden of Eden, you know, and all that. And so it's just beyond exciting time. And but you know, the event has many interpretations. As I've just said, I don't see it as a singular, linear, one-time thing happening. For many of us, we're experiencing wave after wave after wave of nonstop intensity, and everybody's experiencing this. It's just that some of us ascension pioneers are going through a greater brand because it depends on our mission. You know, mine is a global mission, and for many that is the mission. So it doesn't make anybody higher or lower or anything. We are all in this together, and we're all part of the same unity consciousness.
And what kind of symptoms are people feeling? Like, I know I've been dizzy, I've been feeling ungrounded. I notice in my clients that people's issues seem to be coming to the surface quickly and also resolved quickly, but what can you tell us about the symptoms?
So vis-a-vis the symptoms, you know, there are like a zillion symptoms. I recommend people read my books because they cover ascension very strongly. I recommend people connect to, you know, there are ascension groups on Facebook and I post as well and many others. Things like, as you say, giddiness, ungroundedness. I've got rash all over my body. The kundalini and energies are being activated in everybody. So I have a massive amount of heating up. People go hot, cold. People start feeling like they're losing it. People are in two different or three different realities at the same time. Partners are leaving each other and you know, people are moving to other locations and huge changes happening within and without. There are physical symptoms, there are mental and emotional symptoms, there are spiritual symptoms of visions and lucid dreaming. And as I said, you know, like, it's not a symptom, but now I've come to London specifically to bring this ground, this golden city, over this 3D collapsing, what I see as kind of almost rotting 3D stuff, you know. So But you know, it's not a linear thing, and as more wake up, then more people will start living that heaven on earth. And you know, then people go, oh, when is that happening? Well, if you know, there is no future on new earth. There is no future in the now moment. It just is the now moment in this dimensional frequency. And so some of us are already living it. And does that mean I'm perfect? No. And does that mean I don't have my terror horror moments? No, I do. Because I'm also bridging dimensions, you know, I'm also part of 3D reality as a bridge. And so that's what we're all going through, because we're multidimensional. And but soon, you know, the time will come when this whole planet, Gaia, and all of us within free will and the higher good, will all be in fifth-dimensional frequency. And then this 3D reality as we know it won't exist anymore, and many are talking about a split. So those that are stubbornly going to choose this, you know, collapsing 3D reality, they will literally start disappearing to the ones that are choosing the full timeline of ascension of 5D reality and beyond. And
wow.
So many of us are jumping, you know, like I was supposed to come to London after 60 days to do the mission here, and the energies are just so diabolical, you know, because I'm more and more energy sensitive, and yet I'm an urban shaman. I have to bring the frequencies into central, you know, Washington, D.C., into London. For 24 years, I've held frequency. And now in India, in Delhi. So right in the center of these cities, because these are very pivotal places. You know, this is where the banking system is, the royalty is. You know, D.C. is the military industrial, you know, the military thingy. And in New Delhi now will be the new America, India. It's already the spiritual powerhouse. It's also got the largest population on the planet, and it's the largest democracy on the planet. So, and then these frequencies from wherever we ground these energies go for the whole globe and beyond. So it's, you know, for people taking, you know, we're all taking baby steps into to being a divine human. So it's not just about growing up as a golden ball of light anymore and doing it the way Jesus did. It's no longer about, and as Jesus said, you know, you too will do as I have done. You know, you too can do whatever I can do. But this time around, we're doing it grounded in our bodies. And that's why the body is taking such a you know, intense amount of pressure. And so it's very important now for people to be really compassionate with themselves and slow down. Slow down in these times of, as I say in all my books, I channel in all my books. Slow down, ground yourself, get out in nature, and stop, you know, really let go of this rat race stuff and the fight-flight stuff and the pushing and the efforting, because in newer frequency, which is happening, it's happening either kicking and screaming, or it's going to happen through being the divine child and being excited about this and accepting the moment, no matter what comes, you know. I literally had a few days ago my home in London, which 4 years hotel. I sold everything I had, as you know, 10 years ago to do the mission in a more intensified way with the books and the film in America and working on spiritual leaders in America and then holding frequency across the globe and jumping airplanes and holding energy in the center of the planet. And suddenly in 1 hour I had to move and I had all this stuff there. And I was home. I'm homeless in that sense. I was like, what do I do? And then I just got, okay, moved to an even more expensive place, which is crazy because, you know, in India, my family's in court. My mother left me a lot of money, and that's not happening. And yet I find that if I just trust the moment and I go moment to moment, then I'm guided by my higher self. And the whole team I have, you know, my ascended masters and archangelics and everybody. And it's all one energy anyways. And then things happen and we move through stuff, you know, and then we find ourselves in a much better place. So as the old starts collapsing, we can either just freak out or we can just stay grounded, take some deep breaths, have compassion when we have freak out, and then understand that a new door is opening and it's very, very exciting. And the old teddy bears can be let go of because much more exciting, you know, multidimensional toys are here for us. We are unlimited. And the jam jars of our limitations are shattering. Does that make sense?
It does. And it does tally with, you know, what I see going on with me and my psychic friends, my clients. It's definitely right on the cutting edge of, I think.
What is it for you? What does it feel for you, this journey of going through all the discomfort? And do you also feel the excitement and the newness of new ways of looking at reality?
I feel very heavy in my body, so I've been feeling like, I guess the way I've been explaining it is like the feeling of somebody turned gravity up. So I feel like I'm like moving through heavy, like somehow gravity is heavier. I feel like I need more sleep, so I'm tired. I've been dizzy. I recently switched my
We must honor the body and sleep. You know, we the way we integrate the downloads is through a lot of sleep. In my case, it's very little sleep, but everybody's on a different place in the journey. And I recommend Lisa Transcendence Brown. She's, you know, she does a lot of writing and posting on Facebook, on YouTube, you know, and she explains, you know, in detail about mechanics of how to get through all this ascension stuff and the physical, and how, you know, you literally sleep to awaken. So the sleep is very important, because that's when we go into the other dimensions and we're integrating the downloads, you know. Just as when I'm teaching high levels of Reiki to my Reiki masters and others, very often they need to just, even during the course, they say in the break, you know, can we just sleep? And then I say, yeah, you just lie down on the floor or wherever we are, and you have a little snooze. And then they've integrated quite a lot, and they wake up, and then they get to the next part of the course, and it happens much more easily, and their mind gets out of the way. And, you know, that really works well.
Yeah. And so I've been dreaming a lot too, so very lucid dreams. I've been dreaming about a wave, literally a giant wave, seeing it like an ocean wave. That's a recurring dream that I've been having.
Is it like water or light?
Water. It seems like water, but it's so big, it doesn't seem like it could be on this planet. Like it's a planet where gravity is different. And I think, when you experience the 5D world, tell me a little bit about what that's like for you.
So as I've said, for me, it's the now moment. For me, it's being grounded. For me, it's being in my divine child energy and playing and creating beautiful paintings. And you know, I do worry about money sometimes. But overall, just trusting and relaxing and jumping and following my intuition and serving everyone I meet as me, and seeing the beloved in all, and seeing everything around me, nature, in a new way, new vibrant colors, you know, just being very happy with very simple things, like when we were kids, feeling younger, looking younger, magnetizing. I mean, I've always been magnetic, but now even just normal people are just like, I'm in a very fancy place right now, called the Blake's Hotel. And, you know, the major snobs of the planet are here. It's a boutique hotel. And just these people, they could be, you know, they could be drunk or whatever. And they're just like, we need to sit next to you. And we, you know, and they're getting deep. It's not just, you know, I'm not in some spiritual environment yet. And everything's becoming so spiritual. So, and people are seeing gold light coming out of my face. And people are saying, oh, we want your golden aura. And so all these things have happened all my life. But it's all intensifying. And I'm seeing people around me just more and more and more catching these energies. And then sometimes telling me of what is happening for me, strangers, that, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, it's not just me feeling this, but there's a visual that these people are seeing, you know, it's just amazing, all the photographs. So that's why I post a lot of my pictures. It's not ego. It's to show frequency. Right. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And so we're almost out of time, and I wanted just to give you a chance to tell people how to find your books, your movie, your website. How can we learn more about you?
So my website is, I'm sure you'll post it in the links to the show.
Yep. It's, yes, we will,
Rashmikilnani.com, RashmikilNani.com. That has the books, my Art of the Heart paintings, which are transmissions of heaven on earth and help people awaken. And Facebook, and there are pages for each of the books on Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, and the film, igodthefilm.com. There's a heck of a lot here. I would like, if possible, you and I to do Facebook Live so we can help more and more people, and, you know, start with one and then see how we go.
Because yeah, that'd be great.
In
I would
the
love
time
to, do
to
that.
Come, so many, you know, my life is purely about service the last 10 years. I've just, you know, it's not about money at all, not at all. And yet people say, well, then how do you pay your bills? Well, you know, whatever I have, I put on the line, and then more comes, because it's, and then there's, you know, but the lessons on the courage of the heart and trusting more become greater, but then the gifts are so great as well, and the joy. And one last thing I'd like to say to people is, you know, don't focus so much on healing and fixing the old, because that is crumbling. As the Hopi prophecy says, come to the center of the river. It's a fast-moving current, and go with the flow and don't go against the flow, and let go of clinging to the rocks and the past and the things that we've known, even if they were miserable. That's the way humans have been. And just trust and relax and you know, use your dream time and your imagination and your lucid dreaming to choose what you choose now. And you'll be amazed how in baby steps, if you're just like a child, these things start occurring, you know. But you have to let go of 3D baggage bit by bit by bit. You just have to let it go, because you can't carry it with you to this frequency.
Well, that's, thank you so much. I so appreciate you and your work, and I look forward to doing a Facebook Live with you. And thank all of you guys out there in Empower Radio Land for joining us here today.